Exercise 2, page 108.
In England, a century ago, an English high street. Just after World War I, 1914 to 1918, there were no big shopping centres or supermarkets. Instead, people visited a variety of small family-run shops on the high street to do their shopping. Today, a lot of the shops and jobs that existed back then don't exist anymore. The lamplighter. Each town had a lamplighter whose job was to light the town's street lights when it got dark and put them out at 11 p.m. each night. Streetlights used gas, and lamplighters carried around a ladder or a long pole to do their work. The butchers. During and after the war, there wasn't enough meat, so as well as beef and chicken, butchers sold rabbits and pheasants. Usually people came to order some meat, and then later in the day, the butcher's boy delivered the meat to their homes on a bicycle. The newsboy. On most high streets, it was common to hear young boys shouting, "Read all about it!" These boys got up at 4 a.m, bought newspapers, and sold them during the day. They often gave the money they earned to their parents. The tea room. Tea rooms were like modern-day cafes. They were especially popular with women from rich families. Groups of women drank tea, still England's favourite drink, and ate freshly baked scones with jam. The tailors. The tailors sold clothes for men. Usually customers didn't buy clothes on a hanger. Instead, the tailor measured a customer and made a suit to fit them perfectly. There were shops for women's clothes too, but a lot of women made their own clothes at home.